from another world. But that's not true, because they travel the four corners of the earth to let you know where to hang out, where to find the best food, the best drink, and the best time. This is the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy, and they are definitely human.
Well, thank you. I'm going to have to talk to our announcer, man. I don't know if he thinks the world's still flat. I mean, it's round. I don't think there are corners, but we'll work on that.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to him.
Someone that could probably give us the answer, one of our regular contributors, Ms. Patrice Rapley. Welcome back to the Travel Planners Radio Show.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Sue. How are you?
We're great. I wanted to say, too, that Patrice is an editor for Travel Excursions.
Oh, yeah.
And a monthly columnist for Offbeat Travel.
She knows what she's talking about. Where have you been this time, Patrice?
I had the pleasure of visiting Oregon's Willamette Valley and wine country.
Well, good, because that's on our list. One of the last three states we haven't been to is Oregon, so she's checking it out for us.
I'm going to bet there's somewhere in here where tea is going to be involved.
Oh, probably. Let's go.
You're psychic, Kevin. Indeed. My first stop was in Salem. Wonderful, wonderful, laid-back town. Really charming, beautiful. And I stopped by the Minto Island Tea Company and growers, Kevin and Sue. You know, there are very few commercial tea growers in the United States, and Minto is the only tea grower in Oregon. I met with owner.
I was going to say, I don't picture Oregon as being somewhere where you would grow tea.
No, you don't, do you? They have been successful. I met with the owner, Elizabeth Miller, of the Minto Island Tea Growers, and she gave me a tour of her tea farm. I was thrilled to be walking around the tea plants and listening to Elizabeth's fascinating history. You know, her mom and dad started the farm originally in the 70s growing mint plants. They were the largest mint growers in the world. And her growing interest in a tea test plot her dad had started got her rolling on it. Today, the farm currently produces certified organic small batch hand-picked green and black tea. Delicate bodied first flush tea available in May. And I think they have like a second flush in mid-July. Boy, Kevin and Sue, if you're interested or whoever's interested, you got to watch Minto's website, as of course, because this is so rare that, you know, you get that much tea in the United States to begin with.
And what is their website?
That is MintoIslandTea.com.
Some of the things that you sent us in your notes here, olive orchards and wineries. Again, Oregon, is this in some type of little mini eco culture or a hidden valley or something? It seems too cold and wet to be doing that.
You'd think so, but it isn't. The Willamette Valley has this unique microclimate, and they are able to grow a lot of things that other places aren't because, again, they get some of the cool nights, the long, warm days. You mentioned olive, and yes, we drove to Dayton, which is about 35 minutes from Salem, and started a tour of the Oregon Olive Mill at Red Ridge. Ken and Patty Durant started with just 5 acres back in 73 growing Pinot Noir grapes. And today the Durants and their son Paul own 200 acres with 12 of those acres growing olives, Kevin and Sue. And I'm telling you, you guys have to visit. This property is magnificent and includes the olive mill, a fantastic gift shop that features their olive mill and local products, a guest cottage with stellar views over the property, a wine tasting room, vineyards, gorgeous landscapes that Penny Durant created. You know, your
Sounds
basic
like it.
Paradise destination.
Now, is this along the coast, which would give it a temperate climate, or is it back more into the mainland?
It's more into the mainland. Among the other things, Red Ridge features numerous tours, such as the estate experience that you guys, I think, would really be interested in. That includes a guided tour of the Oregon Olive Mill with an exploration of their estate milled extra virgin olive oils. Then you have a pairing with different fare, rounded out by their wines. And this is just like one of 5 tours, Kevin and Sue.
Wow. Where did you stay while you were up there?
While I was in Salem, I stayed at the beautiful and elegant Grand Hotel in Salem's downtown. And this little town is great to walk around. Lots of shops and excellent restaurants. This hotel is so impressive. You walk into the lobby, it's got, you know, that European ornate decor and architecture, comfy rooms, wonderful place to stay.
Well, we're all for that.
Nope, I have three other places you should probably stop by. We went to Keeler Winery in Amity, which is a beautiful biodynamic estate, and Brooks Winery in Amity, loved their Riesling, and Left Coast Winery in Rickreel. And they all feature excellent wines from Pinot Noirs, Pinot Gris, and incredible Syrah. And Left Coast really blew me away with their Syrah. I think, Kevin, you'd really like that.
Oh, obviously, you know I like to eat. What all did you have to eat? Where did you dine, et cetera?
We dined in Dayton at the Blockhouse Cafe that is located in a cool former church, really delicious fare, and you'll love this, cinnamon roll pancakes. Then in Salem, we dined, really good. We dined at Table 508 and enjoyed a scrumptious fresh curry. Then on our last evening, we dined at Raffin's, and that's owned by Nate and Rochelle Raffin. Nate's cuisine is inspired by the wealth of local ingredients and produce. I was undone by Nate's succulent McRanch shoulder of beef that is 100% grass-fed and braised in a rich sauce with roasted root vegetables. I mean, this.
You say beef, you've got Kevin's interest.
Yeah.
Kevin, you got to go.
Sitting over here like one of Pavlov's dogs.
Oh, a very small restaurant and well done. They do an outstanding job, and they are really advocates for locally sourced food. Great restaurant.
Super. We got about 30 seconds here. Is there a website our listeners can take a look at while we take a break?
You betcha. One of the places they need to go right away is www.OregonWineCountry.org.
We'll do the same thing. Don't go away. We'll be back with more of the Travel Planners Radio Show. Email us. In fact, we've got a lot more to talk about with Patrice as well.
Oh, yes.
Email us at KevinAnsuTravel@yahoo.com. 597,000 views on our YouTube site and climbing. So take a look. YouTube.com/KevinAnsuTravel. Subscribe while you're there. You get an email. It doesn't cost anything. Every time we put up a new video, we'll tell you about it and you can take a look. This is the Travel Planners Radio Show on the Gab Radio Network.
You're listening to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, this is Rudy Maxa, and you're listening to the Travel Planner Radio Show with Sue and Kevin McCarthy.
And Patrice Rapley, one of our regular contributors, who is an editor for Travel Excursion, columnist for Offbeat Travel, and a darn good friend.
And she goes to Oregon frequently, so
she kind of lives out there.
Right. Yeah, she lives in the state of Washington, and I think she was born and grew up in the Oregon area. So she really knows where to go, and she's sharing that information with us. We had just talked in the last segment, Patrice, about Salem. Did you also have a website for there?
I do. That is travelsalem.com. People can find out about all the wineries, the activities, the events, the town of Salem, of course, Minto Tea, and the wonderful Grand Hotel.
Is that M-I-N-T-O or M-E-N-T-O?
M-I-N-T-O.
Okay. So, Eugene, Oregon. The only thing I know about that is one of my old girlfriend's college roommate was from Eugene. So, beyond that, tell us more.
Kevin and Sue, we started a tour with the city's neighborhoods and their unique attractions. Then it was off to tour historic covered bridges in Lane County. Believe it or not, there is the largest collection of covered bridges west of the Mississippi. And we started with...
Yeah, I don't think I've heard of that before.
No. In fact, last week we were talking about the bridges of Madison County.
Mm-hmm. They've got
six
really?
Of them. Yeah, and they have a festival coming up in the next week or so. But I had no idea there were covered bridges out your way.
Oh, a lot of covered bridges. Lane County has, as I said, tons of covered bridges. And they are so beautiful. They're out in the country. We started with Lowell Bridge by Lookout Point Reservoir. This has a beautiful backdrop. And this gorgeous bridge, it was built in 1945. If you go inside, there's several kiosks that tell about the bridge's history as well as a model of it. We also went through historic Cottage Grove, about 22 miles from Eugene, to see several covered bridges that are in the country and suburbia, just storybook, Kevin and Sue, in appearance, beautiful, especially the Curran Bridge that was built in 1925, the Chambers Bridge built in 1925 as well, and it was also the last railroad-covered bridge in Oregon.
Oh, a train went through it?
I'd never heard of that either. Did they tell you why they made covered bridges?
Pardon me?
Why they made
to protect the bridges underneath. Because back in the day, you know, bridges were wooden, they would rot, they'd get ice and everything. So the covered bridge is a way of protecting them. And these are really historic.
The planks were huge pieces that were expensive and difficult to replace, so they just built a roof over the top of them.
Exactly.
What else goes on in Eugene? You mentioned a winery.
Oh, you betcha. We also visited one of the most breathtaking European-style wineries I have seen in the U.S. From the minute we arrived, Kevin and Sue, at the base of the Estates Hill and saw the Italian-style chateau set against the cascading vineyards, chills ran down my spine in anticipation.
Well, it sounds beautiful.
Of the adventure that awaited us, I'm telling you. The King Estate Winery is 1,033 acres. And sits atop a 1,000-foot hill with spectacular views across the vineyards. It's absolutely stunning, Kevin and Sue. And, you know, this winery is biodynamic and enormous. The estate houses the winery, tasting room, and award-winning restaurant. After we toured the winery with its impressive Gothic ceiling barrel room, we tasted several of King Estate wines, including their fabulous Domaine Estate 2016 Pinot Gris that recently won the Sommelier Challenge as a Platinum Award winner, and it's rated a 96, Kevin, so you need to go check that one out.
Yeah, that's right up there. Are they primarily a white wine vintner, or do they do reds as well?
They have Pinot Noir, they have reds as well. But my favorite, Kevin and Sue, you're going to like this. You know, I've always liked Pinot Noir, but I fell in love with Pinot Noir, and my favorite was their 2013 Highland. Complex but floral. It was so good, Kevin. It reminded me of the perfect summer day. We also had the pleasure of dining, and I know you're going to like this, at the Estates award-winning restaurant. And you can sit outside in the summertime. The terrace overlooks the vineyards. The sun was just starting to set, and it was pure magic. And when our cuisine arrived, I took my first bite of seared lamb chop with a rich reduction.
Now you're making us hungry.
Yeah. Okay, let's move along.
I know. Well, that was so good.
That really does sound great. And again, you're painting pictures for us that I would have never thought of in Oregon.
So beautiful, and this winery is just heaven. It's like my own personal heaven. I'm definitely going to go back and investigate more.
That sounds like a great Christmas present to get a couple bottles of the wine.
Absolutely, especially, like I said, their Domaine Estate and their Highland Pinot Noir. Absolutely excellent.
Well, tell Charles we're coming out this spring, so grab a couple bottles and set them in the basement. We'll be there.
I think we all just need to take a trip back down there. What do you say?
Well, that'd work. Yeah, that'll work.
You got it.
What is Eugene's website?
Eugene's website is EugeneCascadeCoast.org.
Great. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah. And it sounds like these are all drivable destinations as you go through. The distance between these are what?
Maybe an hour at the most.
Well, that's not bad.
No. We stayed in Eugene as well. If you'd like to hear about this wonderful, charming bed and breakfast called the Oval Door. And Eugene is really known for their beautiful neighborhoods, tree-lined streets, and they have a lot of period homes down there. And although this house was built in the 90s, it was built as a period-style home. So beautiful, full of character. This is a great place to stay, Kevin and Sue. They have everything like coffee and tea right outside your store, down in the main area. It's got a library, great breakfast. It was just one of the most wonderful places to stay you can imagine.
Patrice knows how to do it.
She does.
Just amazing. Websites again, please, for this whole complex of what we've talked about.
That would be TravelSalem.com, EugeneCascadeCoast.org, and OregonWineCountry.org.
Back to Oregon. See, she loves it.
Back to Oregon. I want to finish up with Oregon. And, oh, do I have time to mention that I stayed at the Hasita Head Inn Bed and Breakfast? Yes, the Hasita Head Lighthouse B&B, one of the most beautiful and private B&Bs on the Oregon coast. This beautiful Victorian B&B is just down the hillside from the actual Hasita Head Lighthouse. And Kevin and Sue, no place better than at sunset to go up there and take photos of the lighthouse. Sweeping views of the Pacific Ocean, and these rooms, you can lay in bed and look out and listen to the waves crash on the shore. And
let's have that website so our listeners can go take a look at it. I'm looking at it now. It's gorgeous.
It is. It is www.hasitalighthouse.com. 7-course breakfast,
super.
Too.
Okay, I'm in. We're done. Thanks, Patrice. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show. Don't forget our email, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. Share a travel tip, and we will share it with our audience. Tell us what you think about the show. We'd appreciate that. Tell us where you're listening, and we'll put a little punch pin in our map here in the studio. Thank you very much. Until next week, travel safely. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
Thanks for listening to the Travel Planners Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Technical facilities and services provided by the Global American Broadcasting Network. This is GAB1, GABRadioNetwork.com.